Maseches Chulin has been dedicated in honor of Leslie Westreich, Elazar Meir ben Harav Yehoshua, a great chavrusa and friend.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Mishnah in Maseches Chulin Daf Peivav and Beis brings a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon hold that if one has a chaya and an oif to shecht, so he can shecht both the chaya and the oif next to each other, on top of each other, and then go ahead and be mechase both the dam of the chaya and the oif with one kisui, be mechase both the dam of the chaya and the oif. And Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda says that the kisui of the chaya has to be separate than the kisui of the oif, and therefore one shechts the chaya and is mechase the dam, and then one shechts the oif and is mechase the dam of the oif. The Gemara goes on to say, Amar Reb Chanina, Moed haye Reb Yehuda le'inyin bracha she'enet mevarech ela bracha achas. Reb Chanina says that even though Reb Yehuda holds, you shecht the chaya, mechase the chaya, shecht the oif, and you mechase the oif, the kisui of the chaya is not a hefsik in the birchas hashchita, and therefore the birchas hashchita, which is made before the shchita of the chaya, can, in fact, cover the shchita of the oif, even though he was mafsik between the bracha and the kisui oif with this mandatory activity of the kisui of the chaya. So in other words, even though he was mafsik by being mechase the chaya between the brach birchas hashchita and the shchita saif, but the kisui of the chaya is not a hefsik in the bracha. So the Gemara asks from the Maisa of Talmidei Derav that it's muchach in the Maisa of Talmidei Derav that if somebody goes ahead and makes a beri priagofen, he drinks a cup of wine, and then he's going to bench even and then drink another cup of wine, even though Bishas, when he was benching, he knew that he was going to drink another cup of wine. But the benching becomes the hefsek between the hagofen and the second cup of wine, and another beri priagofen has to be recited before the second cup of wine. So the Gemara asks, that how come the mandatory kisui is not considered to be a hefsek in the birchas hashchita, and birchas hamazon is considered to be a hefsek in the bracha of Be'er Pri Agafen? To which the Gemara responds, Hachi Hashta, Hosom Mishta Bruchi Behadi Adodi Loi Efsha, that it's impossible to drink while one benches. So therefore, Birchas Hamazon, and even saying Havlanu Nevarech, the Das that Birchas Hamazon, effectively is mafsik between the Be'er Pri Agafen and the shtia after Birchas Hamazon, or after this Havon Nevarech, that since one can't drink while they bench, so therefore the benching becomes a hefsek in the Beri Priagofen, and therefore the Beri Priagofen made before the benching can't possibly cover the case after Birchas Hamazon. Masha Einkein, a person theoretically shecht with one hand and be mechasa with the other hand. See, even though this person is not, but it's since theoretically it's possible, so we don't say that the kisui is a full stop from the birchas hashchita. In other words, since theoretically one can both shecht and be mechasa at the same time, so therefore the kisui does not become a hefsek and does not kill the birchas hashchita. Masha'en came benching, which is impossible for one to bench while one drinks. So the benching effectively ends the beri priagofen, and another brocha has to be recited after birchas hamazon. So Taisus over here brings two dais. On Tavda Pezayin Amin Aleph, Taisa brings two days in what's pshat in Mishter Brucha Bahat Edod Yilei Efshar. The first pshat is the pshat of Rabbeinu Yomtev, the Rabbi Yontif learns that the Mishta Bruchi Bahad He Hadadi Yafshir is talking physically. A person can't physically talk while he's eating. And if one is davening, they're not allowed to eat while they're davening. So since they're not allowed to eat in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and partially the person can't talk while he davens, so one can't drink while he's in the middle of davening. So Mimela, the Yisoid of Mishnah Brucha Bahadi Adadi would apply even to davening. The height of a person in the middle of the Suda goes out and he davens, even though... And he comes back to the Suda. So Rabbeinu Yontif holds, he has to make another bracha. Because since it's impossible to go ahead and to drink while you daven, physically impossible, it's also, however you want to say it, but al kopanim, it can't be done. So therefore, we'll go into our kala mishnah brucha b'hadi dodi le'efsher, and therefore, benching will blibe a hefzik in the birchas hanan. Person is eating, makes bracha rishayna, he goes ahead and he goes out to daven, and he davens in the middle, and if he's davening mamash by the table, by the suda, he has to make another bracha on what he eats afterwards. And Taisus says a nira, and Taisus brings rayas, and Taisus teaches up that this that it says that Mishter Bruch B'Hadidah De'efsher doesn't mean physically or halachically you're not allowed to drink while you're davening, while you're benching. But the pshat is fakert. The pshat is that benching b'cheftz is a siluk suda. Benching b'cheftz is a siluk suda. And kisei adam is a siluk of the shchita. You finish shechting and be mechasa. And therefore, if the thing is just physically impossible or halach v'yasar, that doesn't necessarily make a heftzik in the bracha. And therefore, even if the person davens by the table, or he goes to shul where there's no problem with shinei mokim, and he davens, davening itself is not a heftzik in the bar priya gofen, or the bracha rishteni that he made, because there's no problem be'etzem and be'yisoid by doing something which you're not allowed to eat during in the middle of the Suda. So the davening per se isn't a hefsek. The reason why the Gemara over here says Mishnah Bruch B'Hadi Dodi Le'efsher, the Gemara is referring to a Dover Shal Gemar. Benching means that we ended the meal. You can't be eating and not eating at the same time, eating and ending at the same time. So therefore, benching is a stira to eating, so therefore it blives a hefsek. Kisui is what you do when you finish shechting, so therefore the kisui would be a siluk of the shechita, and that the Gemara is mechadish, that since theoretically you can shecht vaita while you're being mechasa, so on that the Gemara says that kisui ubruchi b'hadi adodi is efsher, and therefore the kisui is not a hefsek, and birchas hamazon is a hefsek. But other things that a person is required to say do not blibe a hefsek. Now the emes is that this Tosfos is negated to us every single year by the Seder. There's Machlokes Mechaber and Ramah, how many Bari Priya Gofen do we make by the Seder? And the Shita of the Mechaber is that a Bracha Rishayna is made on the first case. The second case, no Bracha Rishayna is made, because the Bracha Rishayna made on the first case will cover. And then we bench. So therefore, Bracha Rishayna is made on the third case. Howl is not a hefsek, and no Bracha Rishayna is required for the fourth case. The Ramah argues, and the Ramah holds that a Bracha Rishayna is made on all four cases. That a Bracha Rishayna is made on all four cases. And that's our minig, the Bnei Ashkenaz, that we make a Bracha Rishayna on all four cases. Now, the Mekar of the Shita of the Ramah, that one goes ahead and makes a bracha on all four cases, it is a riff in Arvei Psachim. And the riff in Arvei Psachim says two svaras why you should make a bracha on all four cases. The first thing he says is that since the Gemara says that the four cases stand separate, what's the gear to the Indian of Zugos, that there's no problem with Zugos Pesach night, because each case is a mitzvah of Nei Atzmai. So therefore, the same way you understand Lagabi Zugos, it's not drinking four kaises, but rather it's four times drinking one kais, and therefore there is no problem of Zugos. So the Gemara says that each one's a mitzvah of Nei Atzmai. So therefore, that's a reason which it's broken into four shtias. And the second thing the Rif says is he brings a raya from our Gemara. The our Gemara says that Mishto Bruchi Bahade Adodi Efsher. It sounds like the Rif is referring to the Svar of Rabbeinu Yontif. The Haino that the Haggadah, which is said between the first and the second, and the Howl said between the third and the fourth, is indeed a Hefsik, because Mishto Bruchi Bahade Adodi Efsher. And that's what's Mechayiv, the next Bracha. That's Mechayiv, a new Bracha Rishayna on case number 2 and case number 4. To which the Rosh counters that first of all a ribui hamitzvus is not mechayev a new bracha rishena. For example, we form a tefillin shayad and tefillin shorosh that the bracha l'haniach carries both the tefillin shayad and the tefillin shorosh when one is not mafsik. Even though the tefillin shayad and tefillin shorosh are two different mitzvahs, says a minyan hamitzvus. So you see klar that one bracha may be made on two mitzvahs. And what's the gea to the Gemara of Mishta Brucha Behadeh Dodi Efsher, the Rosh is Mechiach like our Taisus. That's only Birch Samozin, which is a Dover Shal Siluk. And therefore, the Rosh, which is the Rambam, the Chita the Mechaber, holds that a Brucha is only made on case number 1 and case number 3. So, Lechaira, Pashkofer Rishain, it seems, that the Machlaisin and Mechaber Ramah is the two days in our Taisus. Which Lechaira leads us to the problematic Zach, the problematic Halacha. Because we hold La Halacha clearly, like Taisus, that, like Taisus himself, the Einir of Taisus, that if one davens in the middle of the Suda, that's not Mechayim to go ahead and to make another Bruch Rishayim. Dahina, we learn up that Mishto Brucha Bahadi Hadodi only applies to a situation. Mishto Brucha Bahadi Hadodi only applies to a situation where it's a Siluk, and since davening is not a Siluk, so therefore it's not a Dover Shal Siluk, so therefore, Mishta Bruch Bahadeh Dodi Efsher does not apply, which L'chaira, since Halal and Haggadah are not a Dover Shal Siluk, L'chaira, the Bracha Rishayna should last through saying Halal and Haggadah. So that's what we possibly got to be davening. And L'umazeh, when it comes to Pesach night, we paskin that you make a separate Bracha in every case, which would seem to indicate that the Halal and the Haggadah are indeed considered to be a Hefsik between the cases. And since it's considered to be a hefsek between the two cases, it seems that we're passed like Rabbi Yontif. So the shail is, maishna tefila, the tefila is not a hefsek, and maishna halav, even though, because it's not a dovah shal siluk, and maishna halav ha-gadah, it's considered to be a hefsek, even though it's not a dovah shal siluk. So the Goyin in Siman Tov Ayin Dalet is a mazbe the shita of the Rambam, that there's a chiluk between davening and halal and hefsek. Because davening is not a required part of the Suda. And since it's not a required part of the Suda, so therefore, and one is not mechuyev to go ahead and to stop his Suda in order to daven. So therefore, even though the mice he did, and physically he couldn't daven or halachically he couldn't eat or drink while he was davening, physically or halachically, but since it's not a dover kavuah shal chayva, and it's not a dover shal siluk, so therefore it does not stop the bracha rishena, it does not divide the suda in half. Because you don't have to daven in the middle of the meal, and davening is not a dover shal siluk, so therefore you made a bracha rishena, it carries you through the davening, even though you couldn't halachically or physically daven while you were, eat or drink while you were davening. Masha'en came by the Seder, which is Dover HaKavua Chayva. Chazal set up the Seder Achila, Pesach nights, that you're mechuyev to stop drinking and go ahead and do something which is a hefsek, which during that thing it's also to go ahead or impossible to go ahead and eat and drink. So since it's a kavua chayva and that's the setup of the evening and it's kavua chayva, so then the fact that lemaisa halachically and physically you're not allowed to eat and you can't eat during the haggadah while you're saying haggadah or during halal, so since it's kavua chayva, then it's lives a hefsek. So the chilek is that if you daven, it's not part of the program. So just because physically or halakhically you can't eat and drink while you're davening, that's not going to go ahead and ruin the bracha rishayna. Be a hefsek of the bracha rishayna. But if the meal is set up l'chatchila, that when you made the bracha rishayna, you're mechuyev to stop eating and drinking, to do something else, even though it's not a davar shel siluk, since it's kavua chayva, the goyin says that becomes a hefsek, and that's how the goyim is masber the shita of the shita of the Ramah. Dehainu, that since the dovish kavua chayva, so then even though it's not a dovish al siluk, and then possibility to eat and drink during halal v'haggadah is enough to go ahead and make a hefsek. And therefore, there are more holds that four brachas are required. The mechaber is not mechalot in a dovah shekavua chayva and a dovah she'ena kavua chayva. The problem with the shita of the goyin is, and which the goyin himself is gradam oyer, and itaka paskins like his kasha, is that the mechaber says earlier in Siman Tafai and Gimel that one should not make a bracha achreina on the karpas, because we're chayshish for the Rishayim will hold that the Bayer Pidom on the Karpas has to pat to the Mar. And if you're going to go ahead and eat a Kazayas and make a Brocha Achreina on the Karpas, so then you've effectively ended the Bayer Pidom, and the Bayer Pidom can't possibly pat to the Mar. Therefore, one does not make a Brocha Achreina on the Karpas, because he wants that Doma to go ahead and to cover his Mar. It's better to eat less than a Kazayas, because if you eat a Kazayas, according to some other Rishayim who hold it, the Matzah Path is the Bar, so then a Bracha Achrein is required on the Karpas. So, L'chatchila, one should eat less than a Kazayas, one eats a Kazayas, one does not make a Bracha Achreina, because we have to hold on to that Bar Pri Adama to go ahead and to Path to the Mar. Taina to Goin, that although the Ramah doesn't say anything in Siman Tafai and Gimel, L'chayra loit the Ramah, you should have to make a Bracha Achreina. Because Baal Ramah holds that the Haggadah is a hefsek, what's negated to the Bracha Rishena of the Bayer Pri Agafen. So too, the Haggadah is a hefsek, what's negated to the Bayer Pri Adama. The same way it's a hefsek negated to the Bayer Pri Agafen in the first case, it should be a hefsek, what's negated to the Bayer Pri Adama, made on the Karpas before the Haggadah. So basically, frekt again, that how come the Ramah, who says that the Haggadah is a hefsek in the Bayer Pri Agafen of the first case, and therefore requires a bracha on the second case, doesn't say that that one can eat more than a kazayas of karpas, and therefore go ahead and make a bracha achreina, because the chayra, there's no way to say the Bayer Pri Adama is going to go ahead and cover the maror lefi shitas haramah that Haggadah is a hefsek. You have to learn that it's the matzah which is pattering the mar. Al matzah merim techlu, so the mar is tuffle to the matzah, or else the mar is shaykh to the suda, because it's a davar charef, it opens up the me'ayim. But al kapanim, it can't be the bayer pidam which is pattering the mar, because the same way the Haggadah is a hefsik, what's the geyat to the bayer pidagafen, it has to be a hefsik to the bayer pidamah, and the goyin is masig on the ramah, who does not say that you could make a bracha reina on karpas. It's either ksayis you're required to make a bracha reina on karpas, and la locha to the goyin holds. The goyin holds la locha, if one eats a ksayis a karpas, he makes a bracha achreina, and could be there's a maila of eating more karpas like the goyin, because then you have a bigger shear for the chiyav darish tibuli b'mashka to mechayiv the teal zedayim of urchats, which the goyin holds make a bracha on. So maila. That's the goyim's kasha on the Ramah, and it's a kasha on our anhaga, because we're noyig not to eat exayis, and yet we make a bracha on the kais sheni. So the emes is that both the Taz and the Magen Avraham over here, they learn pshat in the Ramah a little bit different, and they learn pshat in the Ramah based on the first svara of the Rith. The Magen Avraham says that the reason why you make a sefer bracha on the other cases is alts mitzvah. Kivin the kol chod of a chod of mitzvah ve'atzmai, mevorchna kol echad ve'echad. That each one is on mitzvah, the mitzvah is mechayev a bracha. You have to know what's the difference between here and tefillin. The Taz is a little bit different. The Taz says that chazal or misakein, that you should have in mind that when you make the first bracha on the first case, you only want a path to the first case. And when you make a bracha on the third case, you only want a path to the third case. And the Taz over here is telling you a mirudik achidish, that the way it works over here is, is not because the Heschadas ruins the bracha. But if you put together the Magen Avraham and the Taz, like the Mishnah Berurah seems to do, that normal to go ahead and to normal to go ahead and to eat Echveis, three apples, and say, I want my bracha rishayit to pat to this apple, not that apple. So Tzvul Shor says, so bracha shayit tzricha, it's all tzonis. Because why should, if his bracha could pater, to go ahead and say, I only wanted to pater this and not that, so that's like a bracha, that's a bracha shayit tzricha. Mashenka over here, because kol echel the echel mitzvah ne'atzmai, so therefore we set this up in such a way that when you make a bracha on the first case, you only want to cut part of the first case. When you make a bracha on the second case, then the third case, you only want to part of the third case, and not the fourth case. And therefore, it's a svar kol echad ve'echad, mitzvah v'nei atzmai, together with the fact that Chazal wanted to shtel it like this, so then that's why you're making a bracha on the four cases separately. Say a touch difference. The way the Taz himself says it is that the Taz says, "Kiven the Chacham Tiknu Dalav Kaisos have a Kamas the Beferish B'Shas Habracha She'ain B'Daita Lichos Machas Bracha Zu Ela Kaiset Kiven the Tzorach L'Kais Acher the Kiven the Tzorach L'Kais Acher Chay Levorach Olav Kedal." The Taz says that the Pshat is that you made the Bracha on one item. And on the first case, and you don't want a part of the second case, and therefore the second case is not nifser. That's what the Taz says. Now the emphasis is that the Taz l'shitasa is fine, because the Taz holds that one can do this. The Taz holds l'halacha, l'moshel by sukkah. The Taz holds that if one goes ahead and makes a bracha on this achila in the sukkah, so when he comes to be eichel in the sukkah, even though he never left the sukkah, so he brings it back, that he can go ahead and make another bracha on the birchas, on the second achila, because the Taz holds the halacha that one can go ahead and limit his brachas. The halacha we don't hold like the Taz. The Magen Avraham argues, the Magen Avraham holds that one cannot limit his brachas. And it was sure as meirich to say that to go ahead and to limit one's brachas, it's like a menai, it's making a litzanis. The vibalta bracha could cover to go ahead and to make it not cover, it's either a bracha shein tzricha, or since it's a litzanis, it might even become like a bracha levatala. But the nekuda over here is, where Shlaim Zalman's Mazve and Mikha Shlaima is that since Chazal wanted to go ahead and be misakinus as a mitzvah of foursome, of four different shtias, so therefore, b'chai gavna, you don't have the latzonis. You don't have the enetzricha of going ahead, like why are you going ahead, making a bracha this apple, not the apple. Because over here we want to go ahead and celebrate the four different takonas, the vaitzesi, vitzalti, vagalti, vlakachti. You want to go ahead and celebrate the four different geulas, and each one has its own kais, each one has its own mitzvah. So therefore, there's a real reason to go ahead and to have this kavana, to only pater one and not to pater the other. And therefore, since it's set up like that, and since there's a good reason for doing it, and together with the fact that there is this hetzik of the Halal Magada, that's the chayyur, the pshat in the rif, that the rif brings both svaras together. He says that kol echav echav mitzvah ne'atzmai, and he proves this from our Gemara that you see that Mishnah Berurah about the Yefsher. So l'chayyur, the pshat is it goes together, that because there's a svar over here that they made it to four different mitzvahs, and there is somewhat of a hefzik in between. So therefore, even according to the Magen Avraham, who holds the ba'alma, you can't go ahead and say that I want my eitz pat to this apple, not that apple. But over here, since there is a hefzik of Hal and Haggadah, which Lemaisa you can't eat and drink during Hal and Haggadah. And Chazal Chatchila wanted to set up as four different shtiyas, like the Dilagabi Zugas, that each one should stand by itself and be a Zeich of the different nates. These both svaras together make it into four separate shtiyas, and then together with the fact that you have Das, not to pater more than the shtiyah lefanecha, the kais rishon, the kais shlishi, so then it's chal that the bracha only paters the kais rishon, the kais shlishi, and another bracha is required on the second kais and the fourth kais. That's l'pshat in the Magen Avraham, And that's the more or less the way Rav Shlomo Zalman is mazrit. But memela, what comes out is the halal and haggadah is not a hefzik shul atzmai. It's only together with the svara the Chazal wanted, had in mind, they should only pat to this and not pat to something else. So since it's only these two things together, and it's dafkos negate to the kaisis, they wanted each kais to be a separate shtia, but it's negate to the bari pedom of the karpas, so that goes with the regular kolom. So since the haggadah is not a hefzik, so therefore the bari pedom of kapat to the maror, if you have, and we have in mind the Bar of Dosh Pater the Mara, even though the Bar of Priya Gothen does not pater the Bar of Priya Kiddush, does not pater the Kais Sheni, because it's set up L'chatchila like that. It's set up L'chatchila that the Bruch, it stands separate, and you have in mind Beferish, Al Pitachon's Chazal, we don't think about this by the Seder, but Al Pitachon's Chazal, we have in mind Beferish that you only have in mind to pater this Kais and not to pater the second case.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.